The Sherbrooke Bride by Catherine Coulter. To David. The good, the sexy, the humorist, the competent. I hope you laugh as much reading this novel as I did writing it. Do try it out on beautiful Laurie. Chapter 1. Northcliffe Hall, near New Romney, England, May 1803.
I saw her last night, the Virgin Bride.
Oh, no, not really. Truly, St. John, you swear you saw the ghost?
There were two shuddering gasps and fluttery cries of mingled fear and excitement.
Yes, it had to be the Virgin Bride.
Did she tell you she was a virgin? Did she tell you anything? Weren't you terrified? Was she all white? Did she moan? Did she look more dead than alive?
Their voices grew fainter, but he still heard the gasps and giggles as they moved away from the estate room door. Douglas Sherbrooke, Earl of Northcliffe, closed the door firmly and walked to his desk. That damned ghost! He wondered if the Sherbrookes were fated to endure unlikely tales of this miserable young lady throughout eternity. He glanced down at the neat piles of papers, sighed, then sat himself down and looked ahead at nothing at all. The Earl frowned. He was frowning a lot these days, but they were keeping after him, not letting up for a day, not for a single hour. He was bombarded by gentle yet insistent reminders, day in and day out, with only slight variations on the same dull theme. He must needs marry and provide an heir for the earldom. He was getting older. Every minute, another minute ticked away his virility. And that virility was...